Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be a
music producer.
I want to be a model.
Good evening or good day. It must be Sunday, boys and girls, because all of the families are home today. In fact, no school or work, just relaxing and getting ready for the next day. In this case, most of you boys and girls and mommies and daddies may not even have school tomorrow, so we can have a double relaxation day. A family tradition with mommies, daddies, grandpas, nanas, grandfathers and poppies, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and people who just care, and making bedtime fun. Our fantastic day is Sunday. Why do we love Sunday, boys and girls? Because it's Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories. Aunt Jewel is traveling. We love to talk about traveling. Right now, she's all the way on the West Coast. Aunt Jewel will be joining us shortly. But, of course, we would like to thank you for joining Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories. Boys and girls on the West Coast, I know you're still up. Come on out, boys and girls. Come on out for your day of play. Come on, boys and girls. I hear them. Do you hear them, boys and girls? Boys and girls, come on out. Come inside. It's time to get ready for bed. I know you want to stay out there longer. All right, how about 2 more minutes? Boys and girls, you're having so much fun. Boys and girls, come on in. We need to get ready for bed. All right. We are all set. And even though tomorrow may not be a school day, you still need a rest, and we still need to go through our normal bedtime routine. So what do we do first, boys and girls? I know you have this memorized. First, we... Yes, you have it. Clean up our toys in our playroom. We do not want to leave a mess for mommy or daddy, or maybe our little sibling who might trip or stumble upon the toys. Number 2, what can that be? Of course, Mom always, or Daddy always has great, yummy food for dinner, and we must fill our bellies so we have energy for the next day. After we finish our dinner, we must go and run the water and get ready for our bath. Rub-a-dub-dub. And, of course, Aunt Jewel, you're here just in time for the end of our bedtime list. Hi, Aunt Jewel.
Hi, how are you doing? Can you hear me?
We're doing wonderful. As you would requests and you would want us to be getting through our bedtime list. And that's what we're doing.
Oh, great, because we definitely need that, because there's so many things that you need to do in order to get ready and to know that you are finished. So I would love to be able to hear that list from you, Starfish. And boys and girls, get ready.
So we were just taking a bath and getting our rub-dub-ducky and, of course, our other friends who like to join us in the bathtub, too. Maybe you might have X-Men or Spider-Man in the bathtub with you. Many friends. They can all get together and get clean. Once you take your bath, then you get out and wash your face and brush your teeth. Of course, you need smiley, bright, glowing teeth for your friends to all see tomorrow or even Tuesday when you go back to school. So, boys and girls, let's get down to it. Here is Aunt Jewel's bedtime list.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed?
Boys and girls, the bedtime list. You are all ready to jump into Aunt Jewel's imagination playland. Now, as you know, we love taking adventures in every location. Last time, we talked about having adventures with our friends. Another time, we talked about adventures in my playground in the ocean with all the other animals. Now today, we're going to take a trip into our imagination playland, and I'll give you a clue. It's a place where there's lots and lots to learn, exploration is endless, and discovery always comes about. Can you guess where we're going, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, I know where you are going, and you're going to be surrounded with lots and lots of wonderful, colorful, has a cover, boys and girls, lots of pictures and lots of words, and you can sometimes check them out or sometimes be able to buy them. I think I know what it is. I'm giving you, boys and girls, a lot of clues. Is your wheel turning in your mind? Do you know? Well, a lot of times it's in on pages and it's in black and white. And you find out so much information. It is Starfish. You ready?
Yes.
It's books. And one place that you love to go, which is called the library. But some kids, and
that's where we're taking our imagination playground trip, to the library. And the great thing about it, we don't need to imagine, is that you may even have a library right in your neighborhood. There's large libraries, there's small libraries, medium libraries, but all have so many, so many, so many books. That reminds me of a song. Would you like to hear it, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, of course I would love to hear that. You picked the best song.
Let's take our imagination trip to the playground as we listen to our song. This song is called Go Into the Library by Kids Up.
Come on, everybody, let's go to the library.
So people can read.
Yeah!
We'll take out a book at the library. Take out a book at the library. We'll take out a book at the library. We'll have so much fun.
I want a book about animals.
I want a book of fairy tales.
Read a story at the library. Read a story at the library. Read a story at the library.
Sometimes the librarian reads us stories.
I love that.
Me too.
We'll sing this song at the library. We'll sing this song at the library. We'll sing this song at the library. We'll have so much fun.
Which song?
This song.
Oh, yeah.
We all went to the library. We all went to the library. We all went to the library.
You can always have fun at the library. And I know that, Starfish, you have fun when you go with your friends and sometimes going with people that you know. It's a great opportunity to discover so many things and also to be able to talk to the librarian. Don't you think so, Starfish?
Yes, the library is great fun. Now, boys and girls, you can do so many things in the library. You can learn about today's history. You can learn about music, theater, dance. You can learn about great legends in America, great legends all around the world. And yes, Aunt Jewel, if you have a question, there's always people to help. They're called the librarians, and you just name what you're looking for, and they will know it. That is truly amazing.
And it's also fun looking up the books. So whatever subject that you want to be able to talk about or even learn or even pick it out, they are a lot of times categorized and put in different orders so that you'll be able to find them all the time. And the other thing that's really fun, it's like a field trip, because when you go, you can be able to learn and talk and even do things on the computer because they have a computer for you. Did you know that, boys and girls? And sometimes they have storytelling just like what you hear every Sunday with Starfish and Aunt Jewel. So you'll have lots of fun. You could even bring your parents.
Exactly. And when you said looking up a book, that is called researching, boys and girls. It sounds like a big word, but you may even be doing it and you don't even know it. So next time you go to the library, you tell your mom, I would like to research a topic about anything, and you tell your mom and dad, and they'll be so impressed. Aunt Jewel, speaking of library and having so much fun and learning so much, I would like to read you a poem about the library. Would you like to hear
it? I would love to hear that.
This poem is written by Julia Donaldson. She wrote it for the National Library Day. Here we go. Everyone is welcome to walk through the door. It really doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. There are books in boxes and books on shelves. They're free for you to borrow, so help yourselves. Come and meet your heroes, old and new, from William the Conqueror to Winnie the Pooh. You can look into the mirror or read the Times, or bring along a toddler to chant some rhymes. The librarian's a friend who loves to lend, so see if there's a book that she can recommend. Read the book, and if you're smitten, you can borrow all the other ones the author's written. Are you into battles or biography? Are you keen on gerbils or geography? Gardening or ghosts? Sharks or science fiction, there's something here for everyone, whatever your addiction. There are students revising, deep in concentration, and school kids doing projects, finding inspiration. Over in the corner, there's a table with seating, so come along and join in the book club meeting. Yes, come to the library, browse and borrow. By you guys helping out, we'll make sure we'll always be here tomorrow. The end.
Oh, that was a great poem. I think it's a great idea to be able to, when you're trying to find out something, to be able to put it in a form that you'll be able to know what it is that you're looking for. And the poem tells you all different things that the library can provide. And you know what, Starfish? You know what's also so great about the poem and also so great about the library that you talked about, research? Do you know what it could be?
What is so great?
I think you can make a game out of it because you said it's research. So that is something like hide and go seek, don't you think?
Oh, it is certainly like hide and go seek.
You can be able to find what it is that you're looking for. And you can call out to your friends. You can have a topic. And you can go into the library and be able to find out where it is. And then once you discover it, it is a prize at the end because you now know where it is and you'll be able to look for many other books. And if you bring your friends, they'll find out, too, how to research things. So it is a wonderful game. And, of course, just like the library, a wonderful place to be.
That sounds like so much fun, Aunt Jewel.
Oh, it is. It is. And we have some great things ahead. And I think that also the other person that is really happy that we're here is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we're so glad that you're joining us this Sunday and coming to us every Sunday, because it is a place where you learn, and at the same time, you feel good that you know that. You can imagine all different types of things, and at the end of the program, generally, not only are you asleep, but your parents are asleep too. So Blog Talk Radio also thanks you for joining us. So we have lots of books and some of the songs. I mean, that was a wonderful choice of song. Here we are at the library. Great.
Oh, yes. Going to the library gets our jump start. And boys and girls, I think there will be so much activity tomorrow because most kids may not have school, so you can spend all day and see your friends and learn about new things and try the hide-and-go-seek game that Aunt Jules has presented to us.
Oh, yes, it is really wonderful. I have this wonderful song that, or story, actually, that I would like to be able to read. But I think, I don't know if we want to do any other song right now, or do we want to read a book? Boys and girls, what do you want to do? Starfy, what do you want to do? We're giving you a choice today.
Well, since we're talking about reading and exploring and just learning about new things, I would like to hear your book, Aunt Jewel.
Well, we'll read this book called Book. And it's by Deborah Ruff. And it's illustrated by Tiffany Beek. So, boys and girls, are you ready? Do you have those favorite slippers? What about your pajamas? Do you have those PJs? And don't forget your pillow pet. That makes it so great for you to be able to go. And Nana is ready to get those pillows, wash it, just make it just right so that you can lay your head down. And you know that sometimes animals, they might like to read a book too. So let's hear about what all the animals are trying to do. Now, down at the farm, all was well until the children went back to school and the animals had nothing to do. Now, boys and girls, I know you're probably wondering what is going on because we're just starting school in September and some of you started in August. What happens when you leave the house and go to school? What is going on? Because now you're not there with your pets. And now you're not there with your mom and dad. Now, they had no rides to share, no tug-of-war to play, no one to scratch behind their ear or ruffle their feathers. So in the bright morning sun, the horse hung his head, and the cows complained, and the goats grumbled, and the pig pouted, and the duck dozed off, and the hen heaved with a sigh. Now, long about noon, with the sun high above the barnyard, the hen squawked, "I'm bored, and I'm heading to town to find something to do." Now, the animals followed her down the road. "I see a sign that says library, Starfish." "Look," chuckled the cluck, cluck, the hen. "Happy faces. This must be the place we're looking for. I'll go in and see if I can find something to do." "Meh, whined the horse. "You're too small for such a big job. Leave it to me." Ooh, boys and girls, so many opinions, so many suggestions, so many comments. The horse clip-clopped in. Politely, he asked for something to do. But the library could not understand the horse. All she heard was, "Neigh, neigh." So the horse hung his head and clippity-clop out. It's so difficult when people don't understand you and you're trying to get them to at least ask a question with how you can be able to find out. Well, next the cow plodded in. Politely she asked for something to do. But the library could not understand the cow. All she heard was, "Moo, moo." So the cow complained and plodded out too. Now it was the goat's turn, and he trotted in. Politely he asked for something to do, but the library could not understand the goat. All she heard was, baa, baa. So the goat grumbled and trotted out again. Now slowly the pig ambled into the library. Politely she asked for something to do, but all the librarian heard was, oink, oink. So the pig ambled out to tell her friends. Up flapped the hen, and she announced, I am going in, and no one is going to stop me. Into the library she flapped. Look, clucked the hen politely. The library looked around and said, what's that noise? Look, look, clucked the hen. The library scratched their head. Who's that? Look, 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 clucked the hen quietly and clearly. Oh, that is what you wanted, asked the librarian. And she handed to him three books. Farm. Now back at the farm, the horse, the cow, the goat, the pig, the duck, and the hen gathered around the book. The barnyard was filled with names. Moose, bass, oink, quack, and book, book, book. Their sound of delight lasted until sundown. All the animals were happy except for the bullfrog. And you know what he said? I already read it. Read it. Read it. The end. Blazing girl. Can you imagine?
No,
going
I
to the
not.
Library? Sophie, can you imagine going to the library?
Oh, my goodness.
And having the things that happened to them happen to you? You're trying so hard to let the librarian know what you want, and the librarian doesn't know what you're talking about.
That would be so frustrating.
It is, and it might even make you upset when you're trying to ask people what you're doing and you can't even find them. They don't even know what you're talking about at all. That is really upsetting. So, boys and girls, do you have your favorite book? Have you ever gone to the library? Did you go with your mommy or daddy or Nana or grandpa or your babysitter? Or even your friends, or maybe your aunt took you or uncle. We know that when you go, you will learn so much, and you'll be so happy that you've gone, and you will probably come back and return that book, read that one, and read another, and another, and another, and another, and another. The library is definitely fun.
Yes, it's endless.
And boys and girls, I have, of course, some other books, but I don't know if we want to do another book or if we want to hear another song.
Let's hear a song about going to the library, boys and girls, so you will be fully prepared for when you go tomorrow on what to do, and if you don't know what to do, who to ask, and where to even look for the librarian.
And
usually we'll have the reference.
Oh, I was going to say, Starfish, I think that's a good idea so that you don't, you're not in the same situation as book, book, book.
Exactly. Usually, the librarians are at the reference desk. So you can either go upstairs, or most of the time, there's a librarian right there in the kids section. So, boys and girls, let's take an adventure. Just like how we are listening to Aunt Jewel's story when they didn't even know what they were talking about in the library. Let's listen to our song by Fertilizer called Books Are for Reading. Here we go, boys and girls. Books Are for Reading by The Fertilizer.
I only write or draw on paper. I do not rip or tear it. I do not rip or tear a book because books are meant to be read. It makes my teacher happy when our books are read. I do not rip or tear a book because books are meant to be read. I do not rip or tear a book because books are meant to be read. I only write or draw on paper. I do not rip or tear it. I do not rip or tear up books because books are meant to be read. It makes my teacher happy when our books are read. I do not rip or tear up books because books are meant to be read. I do not rip or tear up books because books are meant to be read. Books are meant to be read. Books are meant to be read. That's right. Books are meant to be read. Oh, yeah.
You know,
books are friends meant to be read, not sat on or thrown.
I definitely agree with you. And I also hope that the boys and girls don't think that books are supposed to be read with a color red.
Oh, yes. I hope they don't mean that either.
Right. You are supposed to have someone read it, or either you may read it yourself. That was such a great song because it's letting you know that that's what you're supposed to do with them. You're supposed to read it from cover to cover and look at the stories and look at the things that they're trying to tell you what to do, or even suggest, or even let you know that you can be able to hear some of the words, or you might even be able to read some of the words, because books are meant to be read.
They certainly are.
I have another story, Starfish, that I think is really good, too, and I would love to share it with the boys and girls, because this little girl, and I don't know if you know of anyone like that, but you might come across somebody who doesn't want to go to the library and who doesn't want to read. Can you imagine that, Starfish?
I can't even imagine that.
Especially since books are to bring out your imagination, to let you explore whatever you want to explore. They allow you to do that. No one says it's right and no one says it's wrong. But also, Starfish and boys and girls and Nana, can you believe that somebody doesn't want to go to the library to find out what is going on there? Not even curious, not even a little bit curious.
When you go to the library, you not only learn about new things, you meet new people.
Oh, that is a good place. You are so absolutely right, Starfish. You do meet other people, and you also have an opportunity to find out some things, because sometimes they have programs and events, and sometimes schools come there and share what you can be able to learn, and sometimes clubs are there, and sometimes some of the people that you don't know, because they don't go to your school, you might find out that they're there, too. It's great to be able to know that you're not the only one that reads books. And when you go to the library, you find out that there's lots of people that find books. They could be short or tall, or they could be a boy or a girl or a mommy or a daddy or a sister or a brother or just animals like we talked about. But there is some kids, some people, some animals who don't want to go to the library. Like, for example, Beatrice. Beatrice doesn't want to go because she doesn't want to. Can you imagine boys and girls ever, ever making a decision because you just don't want to?
Don't even understand.
I know. so much so that someone wrote a book about her not wanting to. And this person's name is Laura Numeroff. Now, it was illustrated by Lynn Munsinger. So, boys and girls, and Starfish, and Nana, and Asa, and also Mia, would you like to know about Beatrice because she doesn't want to?
Let's meet this Beatrice, young lady.
I agree with you, Starfish. Let's meet this lady. Let's meet this little girl who I think can be stubborn, but boys and girls, I know that's like not you, because you've never, ever, ever in your whole entire life been stubborn. But let's see if Beatrice is in that position or even knows what it feels like, since just because she just doesn't want to. But here we go. Now, Beatrice didn't like books. She didn't even like to read. Oh, my goodness. More than that, she hated going to the library. Starfish. Oh, do you know what that could mean?
No learning, no meeting any friends.
And she hated to go to the library. Wow. She wasn't even curious. So let's see what happens, boys and girls. Now, but that's where her brother Henry had to take her 3 afternoons in a row. Now, Henry had to look after Beatrice. And I know some of you have big brothers or sisters. Now, he also had to write a report on dinosaurs. Why don't you get some books from the shelf, Henry suggested when they got to the library. I don't want to, Beatrice said. Look at how many books there are, Henry said. I don't want to, Beatrice repeated. Then what do you want to do? Henry asked her. I want to watch you, said Beatrice. But I have to work, said Henry. I'll watch, said Beatrice. I give up, said Henry. He worked on his report. Beatrice watched, and Henry tried not to notice her. Now, the second day, Beatrice didn't want to go back to the library. You have to, said Henry. I don't want to, Beatrice told him, but I have to work. Now, when they got there, Beatrice saw a big, comfy chair. I'll just sit here, she decided. Okay, said Henry, but don't move until I'm finished. Now, Henry began to work on his report. Now, all of a sudden, he felt someone tapping his shoulder. He turned around, and there was Beatrice. Oh, I'm bored, she said. I give up, Henry said. So on the third day, Beatrice followed Henry around while he looked for more books. Can I hold something? Beatrice asked. Henry gave her some books to hold. They're too heavy, Beatrice wailed. I really do give up, said Henry. You're driving me crazy. Please, Bea, Henry begged her. I've got to get this report done. It's due tomorrow. How about a drink of water first, said Beatrice. Well, they went down the hall to look for some water. Suddenly, Henry saw a poster. The librarian will read, Albert Mouse has a brand new house. Today at 4 p.m. in the children's room. This is it, he thought. Come on, said Henry. I don't want to, answered Beatrice. Too bad, shouted Henry. Now, before Beatrice knew it, she was in a room full of other children. Henry walked out just as she started to say, I don't want! Now Beatrice sat down to wait for Henry. Hello, my name is Wanda, said the girl in the next chair. This is the second time I've heard this story. Big deal, said Beatrice. Alfred Mouse lived in a brand new house, the librarian began to read. She held the book up high so everyone could see the pictures. Beatrice glared out the window. Alfred Mouse also had new roller skates, the librarian continued. Beatrice loved to roller skate. She looked at the librarian. But Albert's mother wasn't too thrilled. He skated through the house, the librarian read. The boys and girls just laughed, and Beatrice smiled. She remembered the time she had tried to roller skate in her own house. Then Beatrice laughed. She listened to the whole story. Now, when the story was over, Beatrice went up to the librarian. May I see that book, please? She asked. Of course, said the librarian. Now, Beatrice sat down and looked at each picture over and over. Suddenly, she felt someone tapping her shoulder. Time to go, Henry whispered. Beatrice kept looking at the pictures. Henry stopped Beatrice's hat on her head. We have to go now, he said. Beatrice ignored him. Come on, Bea, Henry said. I don't want to, Beatrice said. The end.
Oh, wow, Miss Beatrice.
And I was so happy to hear, and I'm sure, boys and girls, you were too, that she changed her mind. Has that ever happened to you, that you didn't want to go somewhere, and your mommy and daddy said, you have to go, and you didn't want to go, but you went anyway, and guess what? I think it turned out pretty good.
I think it turned out just fine.
And Beatrice was going, I don't want to go, because she thought it would not be a happy experience. And that's one of the things that we're finding out every Sunday when we come on the radio with Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories and, of course, Starfish. We find out that there's so much to do and so much to find out. And it turns out to be better than we thought.
I know. All you have to do is just try. And you'll learn so much. And the great thing about the library is there is something for everyone.
It simply is. And you'll never run out of books. You'll never grow tired for finding books or researching, because it's just like hide and seek. You never get bored. That word doesn't even come up when you're in the library and your imagination can think of all kinds of things. Because there's all different types of topics. I'm wondering, Starfish, if some of the boys and girls aren't yawning because they're trying to stay up, but it's so hard to do after those so wonderful stories that we had.
Oh, yes. Should we play another one of our library songs?
I would love to do that because we had one little girl that wasn't too sure about the library, and then she changed her mind. And then after she found out how the library was, she changed her mind again. And I'm so glad that she is happy about going. And I think that that might happen to some of the boys and girls out there. Not sure how it's going to be.
Exactly. It can be a little intimidating, a little scary. Sometimes if your library is really, really big, you may not even know where to go. So let's listen to this song called The Library Song, written by Two of a Kind.
Saturday morning and the rain is pouring. Dad worked late last night, he's in there snoring. Same old stuff on TV, boring. So what if I can't go out and play? I know what I'll do today. I'm going down to the library, taking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, taking out a book, check it in, check it out. Now I like books and they like me. When I go to the library, I sit down in my favorite chair and check to see who's there. Maybe one book, maybe two.
Take me home,
says Winnie the Pooh.
And if we have to travel far, I'll bring my honey jar.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, taking out a book, checking in, checking out. Gotta say hi to the dictionary, taking out a book, checking in, checking out. Sleeping Beauty yawned and said,
look home when I get out of bed.
But Madeline says,
let her nap,
and jumps into my lap. Cat in the Hat says,
hey, I'll go.
Don't take him,
cries Pinocchio.
Don't take that pet to your address. He always makes a mess.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gotta say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Mrs. Parker's back behind the checkout desk today. The Cheshire Cat jumps on her head and says,
quack, quack.
But Mrs. P says,
goodness, are you sure you want all these?
Oh, yes!
We shout together, she says.
Picking out a book,
check it in, check it out. Gotta say hi to the dictionary. Picking out a book, check it in, check it out. The seven dwarfs begin to shout,
hey, take us with you, check us out.
Then Cinderella grabs her gown and Babar gets his crown. Then Curious George swings from the shelf, along comes Mother Goose herself. Down the rows we danced and sang, the whole library rang.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, taking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, taking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.
That sounds like so
great.
Much fun.
Didn't you love that song? That was such a good selection. That was such a good selection that you had that, Starfish. I think that was great because that was like a routine, knowing the routine of what you do at the library. Great selection. What do you think of that song?
I thought it was so much fun. And for all the boys and girls who were a little bit scared about going into a big building and not even knowing where to start, that certainly will bring you great ease. Because you're going down to the library with all your friends.
Oh, yes. And one of the things, I think that song was very good to tell them and give them details of how wonderful it was to be able to have a routine and know what to do before you even start. Because then you can check lists, just like the bedroom list. That is a great song to be able to know what to do when you get to such a large place, like the library.
Exactly. Routines are what we love here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. And Aunt Jewel, did you ever wonder what would happen if books could talk? I feel like they could talk for hours and days and months and years because there's so much information within themselves. And not only do they have information, but their next door neighbor has information. The books upstairs have more information and downstairs, everywhere. They would just have the longest conversation.
I know, and with routines, it definitely makes you feel comfortable because you know exactly what to do. And pretty soon, you won't even have to go down the list. But you know what, Starfish? Pilots fly every day, and they always have to check their list. It doesn't matter if they even memorize it. They still have to check to make sure that they did every single thing. So that's why it was really good for you to talk about what you do when you go there, because you have to check out the book. You have to find out what you want.
Yes. And boys and girls, think about what would you think if what would happen if books could talk? Aunt Jewel, that reminds me of a song by Uncle Brother. Would you like to hear it?
Of course you know I want to hear it. It's so great to hear that.
Now, as we're listening to the song, think about what would happen if books can talk.
If a book could talk and a book could walk, it would take you on a journey to the farthest land.
The words inside would be your guide. They would tell you all about it so you'd understand.
If a word could sing like a bird could sing, it would sing you a story inside of a song.
You'd close your eyes and realize it was your imagination all along.
'Cause when you read your mind awakes, a paragraph is all it takes. A trip down to the library will open up your mind so free. Now the more you know, the story grows. A picture paints before your eyes.
Like an artist, then the author's pen will take you flying in the sky.
You'll think you'll hear the words so clear, talking loud inside of you.
As the words arrive, they'll come alive. So try it, and you will see it's true.
Like this. Once upon a time, there was a cow and a pig. The pig was small, and the cow was big. A truck came rolling by one day. The cow wasn't looking, him was in the way. But the pig was watching over the cow. He threw a mud pie, hit him in the head with a pow. The cow looked up and saw the truck speed through. Then he jumped in the air like a kangaroo. Now the pig shook his head like a funny cartoon and said, I guess cows can jump over the moon. 'Cause when you read your mind awakes, a paragraph is all it takes. A trip down to the library will open up your mind so free. Yes, a book can walk and a book can talk if you read and listen carefully.
Now without a sound, it will turn you around. When you're done, will you please lend it to me?
I guess a book can walk and a book can talk if you read and listen carefully.
Now without a sound, it will turn you around. When you're done, will you please lend it to me?
A book can talk. Oh my goodness. I know there'd be many words, and I would love to have a conversation with the book.
I would love to do that. I mean, Starfish, that's like having an animal that talks, maybe even a fish that talks. You would be so surprised to find out what you would hear. So that is, I really think that would be something that all the boys and girls would like to think about later when they go to bed and when they're sound asleep. And not only when they're sound asleep, but they might even think about it, but they might even write a poem. Maybe we can ask Kendall if she'll write a poem to us next week about if books can talk, what would happen?
I know. That is so interesting to think about. Please, boys and girls, think about it all this week and even strike up a conversation at the dinner table tomorrow and ask your parents, ask your brother and sister, ask your yaya, grandma, or grandfather, what would happen if books can talk? What would you say to a book? What would you want to learn about that book? I think it would surely be a wonderful adventure. So, boys and girls, you've learned so much here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. We've learned that libraries are not so scary to go to. They're not even, it's not just not scary, it's easy to get into, and you can learn so much, gain so many friends, and even make new friends as librarians. Now, today, our word of the day was research. Search and search and research for the topic of your choice. Anything you can imagine. Today, in Aunt Jewel's Imagination Playland, it is the library. Big ones, small ones, medium-sized ones, all shapes and sizes. But you know what, boys and girls? All of them have books. And books are your friend. Now, boys and girls, take a look outside your window. Can you see it? I know my friends on the East Coast can see it. My friends on the West Coast, not quite yet. But when it gets to that time, I would like for you to look outside your window. Boys and girls, my friends on the East Coast, that flickering light, yes, it is what you think it is. It's a star. And as we all look at that same star that shines before us, make a wish. Let us all think of a wish and listen to our dream song. Boys and girls, never stop dreaming. Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray.
Just like a star across the sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. That I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I wonder.
like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
Boys and girls, library is a place where you get in touch with your community. It's a place where you get to discover our most admired leaders and a place where you can truly learn and understand one day what it is that your dream is. We'd like to thank you for joining us on here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, Blake Radio Soul. And, of course, on Aunt Jewel's radio show, we always love to say happy birthday to those who just had a birthday. And we had a special baby girl who was just born on Thursday, October 4th. Kyla, happy birthday. Kyla Draper. Here we go, boys and girls. Happy birthday song. Birthday, Kyla. Boys and girls, mommies and daddies, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories says goodnight. Goodnight, Aunt Jewel.
Goodnight.
Bye. Goodnight. Bye. Goodnight, Aunt Brenda. We love you.
We love you too, Starfish. And Harvey says goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Goodnight, everyone. Have a good evening.